tuning into your teens, improving communication with your teenagers. Trying to communicate with teens can be frustrating. At a time when parents think teens need guidance the most, their kids may be least open to it. Why can teens be so hard to reach? The teen years are full of change, social, physical, and emotional. Peers increase in importance as teens try hard to fit in. At the same time, parents' influence may seem to shrink. It's normal for teens to try to establish their own identities and stand on their own two feet. They want more independence. They want to be in charge of themselves. Yet they know on some level they still need their parents' love and support. This contradiction can make for some tough times and situations for both kids and adults. How can parents help? Concerned parents may try to push their teens to open up to them. They may want to give help before kids ask for it. The fact is, parents usually have to wait for kids to approach them. When there's an opportunity to talk, parents need to avoid destructive communication blocks. What's a communication block? It's a remark or attitude on the part of the parent that shames, embarrasses, or hurts the teen's feelings. Communication blocks end any discussion abruptly because they make the teen feel it's not safe to share. Types of communication blocks include advising, which is imposing solutions instead of helping teens explore options, commanding, which is telling teens what they should do, interrogating, which is asking teens too many questions instead of listening, trivializing, which is making teens' problems seem petty, and being a know-it-all, which is showing how problems can easily be solved as to elevate parents and degrade teens. Help your teens feel safe talking to you. Give your full attention when teens want to talk. Put down your phone, turn off the TV, and avoid other distractions. Don't judge feelings. Feelings aren't right or wrong, they just are. If your teen seems upset, you may say something like, "You seem scared, worried, or angry. How can I help?" or "I'm here for you." If your teen is struggling with the problem, say you're available to help them look at ways to handle it. Be a resource. Help teens talk about, consider, and make their own decisions unless there's a serious risk at hand. When drugs, alcohol, or other dangers are involved, you as an adult must act. And follow up. Find out how things are going. Give praise where it's due. Parents can find support. You can find parent support groups through the community and mental health agencies. Or you can go online to www.nationalparenthelpline.com. org for more information on parenting. You can also seek advice from social workers and other professionals in your area. It may not always seem like it, but you play a crucial role in your child's lives at every stage. Teens need your love, support, and respect to grow into happy, capable adults.